FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The state of schools and scholar transport in KZN will soon come under the spotlight. Parliament's Basic Education Portfolio Committee says it'll conduct assessments in five districts in the coming weeks. The committee told Parliament yesterday that the inspection is aimed at ensuring allocated funds are being used correctly. Chairperson Joy Maimela.
We'll be checking if the department is ready to meet that deadline in terms of eradicating pit latrine toilets by March. The focus is to ensure that learners are in class, learning, teachers are teaching, and that stationary workbooks are delivered to all schools. That the committee will also focus on nutrition and curriculum matters.
Meanwhile, Taxi Council Santaco has called for calm following a protest that's interrupted learning in Mandeni, Northern KZN. Disgruntled drivers want the Provincial Transport Department to fix roads that were damaged by recent heavy rains. Santaco spokesperson Sviso Shangase says their members should rather direct their frustrations to the department instead of their own communities.
If you are complaining about the roads, you cannot now go on to actually ban tires on the very same tar road. You are destroying this part of the road which is not destroyed by the flood. We are then encouraging and requesting our members to desist and refrain from that.
It's as KZN Transport began a province-wide inspection of roads and homes impacted by heavy rains yesterday. And some Itigwini residents will have to brace themselves for a week-long restricted water supply. Newswatch's Tlunokuhle Malinga reports.
Itigwini Municipality says it's conducting leak repairs on the bulk steel pipeline ranging from the North Dean Reservoir to the Chatsworth 1 Reservoir. Water restrictions will affect residents supplied from Fairwood, North Dean, Shellcross, Clawata, and Chatsworth 4 Reservoir. The city says it expects to complete its work today, but is expected to be fully restored over the next 7 days. In a statement, it added that water levels, the dependent reservoirs, and the demand may also affect this timeline. Water tankers will be dispatched to affected communities, including all sections of Umlazi and Folweni in the interim. Tlunokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And Sudan's foreign minister. We apologise for the technical error. Further afield, Sudan's foreign ministry has rejected as immoral the US sanctions declared against its army chief. The US announced the sanctions yesterday, accusing the army of attacking schools and hospitals and using food deprivation as a weapon of war. The foreign ministry says their army is defending the Sudanese people against a genocidal plot. It's after 21 months of war between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Your top story this hour, the state of schools and scholar transport in KZN will soon come under the spotlight. Parliament's Basic Education Portfolio Committee says it'll conduct assessments in five districts in the coming weeks. Find more news at ecr.co.za. In for Natarna Desson, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanye.